That's what we call it today, right? In the old days, did you have a different name for that? Call it
Fatback?
Fatback, is that it? You ever call it Midland?
Oh, yeah.
It's the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. And the meat loaf that you press out of the hog's head and the jowls?
We call it souse.
And the hard thing in the center of a cherry you have to spit out?
Seed.
And the same thing in the center of a peach, what do you call that?
Kernel.
And if the meat sticks to the kernel, what do you have the peach is that?
Call that a press.
And if the meat falls away easy, is?
Classy.
I see. And beans that don't have to be shelled, just?
String beans.
String beans?
Because back in them days, we called them snap beans.
Snap beans. And beans that you do have to shell?
Peas.
Mm-hmm.
Butter beans.
Butter beans. When turnips and beets get about that high, and you cut that off, what do you call that?
What, the bottom root?
No, the top part. When the top part gets about that high off the ground, and you cut it off, and you have a name for that?
You mean the turnip?
Instead of the root of the turnip, it's the top part of the turnip that you eat.
I don't exactly know now where you're at now, because you cut that top off, that's just the turnip leaves.
Do you have a name for the turnip leaves that you eat? People don't call it salad?
Oh, yeah. Turnip salad.
And when you just shuck corn and boil it and just eat it with your hands, what do you call that?
Boiled corn.
You roast in ears or corn on the cob, you can use that mostly boiled corn.
Mm-hmm.
And what covers the ear? You call that shucks or caps or husks?
Shucks.
Shucks.
Mm-hmm.
And a little animal that is black with a white stripe. You don't want to scare him, or it smells pretty bad.
We call the name of them is a pool cat, but we call them spoil cats now.
Spoil cats.
Yeah.
Well, you're fun, huh?
That's right.
And different kinds of frogs. What's the type that little things that jump and they live on the grass, on land?
Some of them toad frog.
Toad frog. And if they're in the water, they're?
Bullfrog.
Mm-hmm. And if they're on your bushes out here and they sing, what do you call those?
Rain frog.
And the little bug that flies around at night and
lightning bug.
Light. And what do you call these things that, well, they're about that long and they've got real filmy wings, two wings on each side?
Skeeter hawk.
Skeeter hawk. And a bug that builds a nest out of mud up under your eave.
Dead dog.
Do they hurt when they sting?
I never heard tell them they're stinging no more.
Not the same.
You mean build a nest out of dirt?
Yes.
I never heard tell them one of them stinging no more.
And if you find a wasp, you might say, I'm going to stay away from there. There are too many.
Sure, better stay away from there. I stuck my hand down some bushes the other day down at the schoolhouse hunting this old vine coming up through a evergreen bush. And I stuck my hand down there trying to part the bush where I could find that root to cut it off. And one popped me on the hand at 2 o'clock.